Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It has been a long time. This is Lauren Penny, and I am here to read a press release that is for immediate release. And Senator DeSantis is here to protect us again. Governor DeSantis plans to hold higher ed captive. The Florida college system president to remove DEI, CRT, and personal identity from public colleges and universities across Florida as of February 1st, 2023. What? When it comes to protecting and promoting human rights, it is heinous what is happening in the state of Florida's already severely compromised culture. Day 5 of the removal of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, critical race theory and its foundations, and identity from public colleges and universities in the state of Florida per the February 1st, 2023 deadline announced by the Florida College Systems Council of Presidents. The Florida College System presidents ought to be held accountable for these violations and reverse their efforts before any more damages are done. Instead of admonishing, sanctioning, and demanding the FCS presidents overturn their discriminatory actions, Governor DeSantis has announced the, quote, civil discourse and intellectual freedom proposed bills that will be upcoming this legislative session, spring 2023. Who? Students, professors, employees, administrators, or community members who are involved with any of the dozens of colleges and universities in the state of Florida experiencing this shutdown who want to talk about it. When? Anytime. Please call me, Lauren Tenney, at area code 516-319-4295. Check out Blog Talk Radio, Talk with Tenney. Broadly. Why? Broadly. The U.S. is now closer to slavery and segregation than we are to respect and autonomy, if we have ever been civil or free before. Racism, sexism, classism, genderism, ableism, adultism, mentalism, homophobia, transphobia, xenophobia, queerphobia are all built into what is happening in public higher education system in the state of Florida right now as we head into the 2023 legislative session this spring. There are broad and specific forms of constitutional and international rights violations being perpetrated already in Florida, and it is the severity of censorship and limitation of even the First Amendment rights escalates again, fully dressed in bigotry, sometimes rooted in and often used against a multitude of spiritual practices and religions. As DeSantis touts the proposed civil discourse and intellectual freedom in higher ed, curiosities and explorations of truth are further thwarted. Plus, I want operational definitions here. Which use of the word civil does DeSantis invoke? Gracious or municipal? Polite or public? In the wake of Florida's Don't Say Gay Law, the Stop Woke Act, and Chapter 760.10 nestled under title of the Civil Rights, unlawful employment practices, which under Section 8A7 of the 22 laws of Florida states, among other words, that violate human and constitutional rights, quote, an individual by virtue of his or her race, sex, or national origin bears personal responsibility for and must feel guilt, anguish, or other form of psychological distress because of actions in which the individual played no part committed in the past by other members of the same race, color, sex, or national origin is one of the things that has been banned under the unlawful employment practices in the state of Florida. The pending legislation that Governor DeSantis suggested he would be proposing in the upcoming session that starts in March 2023 includes the elimination of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, discussion of identity, and materials that include critical race theory or similar frameworks from being taught or explored in any way at state-sponsored higher education institutions, whether they use state taxpayer resources or not. Per the communication from the Florida College System Council of Presidents, statements that informed February 1st, 2023 was the in effect date for the canceling of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at state-sponsored higher education institutions in Florida are canceled, ironically included this statement, quote, the FCS presidents remain committed to developing campus environments that uphold objectivity in teaching and learning and in professional development and that welcome all voices, environments in which students, faculty, and staff can pursue their academic interests without fear of reprisal of being, quote, canceled. Specifically, long ellipse. Specifically, by February 1st, 2023, the FCS presidents commit to having fully evaluated and removed any institutional instruction, training, and policies opposed to the forms of discrimination described in this statement, end quote. The psychological environment here in Florida is parlous, presenting an extreme danger to future security. This is not only a Florida issue. This is a national issue and indeed holds implications for the future of our world if such precedence is set within the realms of adult education. The curtailing and outright censoring of free exchange of ideas is un-American. This is also not simply a state's rights issue to be relegated to the Education Committee under state law. This threat of the proposed legislation is also a federal issue. The natural outcome of the law is an all-out war on multiple constitutional rights and protections. DeSantis' proposals would definitively legislate state-sanctioned violations of the 14th Amendment, Civil Rights Act, Title IX, Title VII, the Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADAA, and I'm sure you can add to this list as well. Human rights under international law are mangled by these realities that already exist. Here it is, February 5th, 2023, and students and professors, staff and administrators of public universities in Florida are barred from conversations the rest of the world is having. People in higher education not being able to discuss history that implicates past state theft behaviors of certain individuals, groups of people, governments, and indeed entire societies is emotionally damaging to all people, whether they recognize it or not. Censorship and prohibition of free exchange of ideas concerning personal identity and group identity is particularly damaging to people at whom the proposed law is aimed at curtailing discussion of their histories, presents, and futures. How are we ever going to get to belonging if the current trajectory is to eliminate state-sponsored diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, critical race theories and theories like it, and discussion of identity in higher education? Among other things, the Stop Woke Act is an attack on affirmative action. The Don't Say Gay law is a crime against humanity and an assault on reproductive rights. This new proposed bill and push for removal of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs is battery on the Civil Rights Act, Title VII, Title IX, the Americans with Disabilities Act, and the ADAA. Do not be idle now. The harassment and hostile environment that the proposed legislation creates are forms of discrimination and violence. If DeSantis is successful with the legislation to silence and squash discussions of personal and group identity, diversity, equity, and inclusion within higher education, our entire society will be set further back. Our intellectual minds will be blunted. Now, I have plenty more to say with this. Right now, I am seeking you. If you know anybody in Florida who is being affected by the current removal of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs from the state of Florida's college system, or who want to talk about these issues more broadly, please have them contact me, Lauren Tenney, at area code 516-319-4295. Until next time. You don't have to be mad to call in, but it helps. This is Talk with Tenney, signing off February 5th, 2023.